walls. Swing out of the tree in a swing near the sea, to a hollow between two waves of the sea. Blue eyes, how you wept when the music of Mamama and Parasol Seasons whirled away from us on whistling slings. Blonde boy, how you wept after the rains that followed the train, pressing your fate to the window. Blonde beasts, you would cruise through the dome cars like condors, or sit around in a circle, preparing to eat a dead donkey. Dark fathers, you were waiting underneath a big tree whose shade killed whoever fell asleep under it. It had gigantic leaves, shadow, and coolness. We would lie under it for a siesta and die. The Trans-Siberian stops at Peter and Paul, Wisconsin. I don't think I shall ever recover from having gotten off there. It coils round on the rails like a snake who loves heights and stops dead in the snow before a tree called the Jesuit. The Jesuit looks like the Lombard poplar, a mournful tree. Its trunk is iron, snow wreathes its tiny carved leaves. When you sleep in its branches at night, you can hear the leaves praying. Death, come quickly. Death, fall softly, silently, over the universe. Did I not hear those prayers, like the rain pipes in blizzards, shuddering under the goad like an odor of flagellants? There it was, in that snow, I first saw the boy of my dreams, perhaps the most beautiful girl the world may ever have held. Now that it's hopeless, now that nothing whatever can come of it, I lie down beside him and whisper something into his sleeping ear. My soul, oh swollen hips, how you long to be that beautiful boy, that incarnate child sitting surrounded by priests. Walls, and you fear lest some gleam from your interior tear away your carapace and make you visible to men. You kept your distance, a perfect pope of scorn, fleeing forlorn the black dresses and the eyes like bright scaffolds. Walls, and who had the keys to the doors thereof? How I longed to mend you to me, to become your dark friend. That day we went up together, entered within those walls, and found our opposite, bound to a post. And in our dreams we saw the priests, sword drawn, prowling the grove. Here, sleep is something we do. There is a single light in the dorms, the only light a convict would need to dig his red-handed tunnel. A battery of jackhammers pass for bells, heaving us out of our beds at six. The claustrophobia of frozen windows resists the rumor of a way out. Cold performs the effect of fire. Father Hoople, hobble-gobble, spun, a plump cut of mucus, spoke in the white voice of which he was master. From time immemorial, rumor has it that there exists a way out. They forget the high-minded vengeance that pursues through cold and fire beyond the grave. Who climbed the ladders to alcoves or niches, or moved at any rate their eyes, are one by one frozen into statues, styptic enemies of desire. Days, to you I pipe, mourners. O bitterness of being under a heel that takes on the shape of a tree bound with iron coils. How many days, Count them, and how many boys uprooted from the soft, quiet seasons. How many boys warming small souls against the cold floors of the dorm at night, who like bats pimple the night with little cries. Those who with frightened eyes took a lifetime from then on in common, shared in fragments like the 100 pieces of a wedding cake. Those who coil in the pit of self-pity, walking in circles through snow by the powerhouse. Those who try to retrace the female mystery in the foreign faces. Those whose space widens so that every presence is a violation, crying out in his sleep, "He's in my space!" Days, to you I pipe. Those who grow scrupulous with too much devotion, refuse to breathe for fear and wash the latrine floors after lights out. Those who fall among jocks and are hunted by charming, onion-headed brutes, riding scorpions that sting and customs supporting the tribesmen. Those who timidly plunge the arm to the elbow in a hamper of jock straps, snapping like lobsters. Those who squat terrified in the straight gate and can testify to the urinal obsessions of the Venobi. Those who write letters like the clamors of a peasant's revolt. "Oh, my mama, it snows all the time here. I want to come home." Those who endure those lectures that unwind like a bandage on the chest on the bluest of days. Young men burnt at the stake for peculiar and calculated alliances. The passion of Achilles for Patroclus, and the metamorphosis of men into clouds, into triangles, into jackals. All this is left out by the Jesuit with the nervous eyes, whose efforts to make us consider quantity and the impersonal are a drama of the spirit unable to master so much matter. But we remember Achilles, Patroclus, Akhenaten, whose hips appeared at the top of the stairs in Kaska Hall, all those women we were once, in foam and wing and sparkling salt. Go to class and listen to the chain gang. Walk the grounds and listen to the chain gang. Go to chapel and listen to the chain gang. Lie in bed and listen to the chain gang. Days, drawing pultice applied too long. Sadness of the Latin grammarian staring out from a land more chaste than the Dead Sea. But we had to find new roots and stems for to be. By not deigning to recognize him with even a nod, you make him your enemy and cease to be for him just another friend. He has put his arm around you for a moment on the stairs that Sunday after benediction, and when he smiles at the beasts, you look darkly at him like Othello. When you see him among his admirers, you spit, and he notices it. His evil genius for attraction seems to fail with you. You are a dark god, too proud to share your mortal with another for a moment. I know you want to bring me to my knees. You think you can break me like a horse, or like a toad, or like a fever. You whisper, as if to the other. But I'm not easily broken. You shall see how I shall make myself into a kind of tower against everyone. Not a soul will I deign to reward with a glance. You will see. O puberty of peach blossoms, fumatory and black rue, who was it for, my soul, this discovery of the new world? Boy in a ring of boy bodies and dreams. He was discovered with his head on the head prefect's shoulder. Shy soul with brown eyes that squinted, who spent hours up in the loft playing on all the pipes, but who walks back from the chapel alone, scorned as a spoon. Out of those longest days of the years of fear, the years too dear, giving the mouth a taste like bitter beer, homesickness as excessive as devotion at Mass, when love flooded over and hatred took over. Omens of rebellion under the boot. Those who thundered into 20 copper thunderpots, after lights out, to keep the old Jeb at the end of the aisle from his prayers. All the secret confidences of those with beautiful lashes, those who subdued the grossest of brutes, secrets of those who kept apart from the rest. Their secrets, like the unmentioned legend of the apes with the brows of men, were secrets that set the depths to music far below our too hastily built bridges. Perhaps it's on these levels that moons and fables meet. Days, inhabitants of Hamelin, to my fife. Walls, credulous dikes against the contemptuous Niles, and eyes peering into our stalls with flashlights, like fates. Under winter moons, the silent talk of two boys, precarious, the nights I knelt my jug out on the stair, when you sneaked out, unseen, from your curtained alcove after lights out, to help me crib my Caesar. That same Caesar who, as he passed by, heard in his triumph call behind him, Queen. Nights, when you let your whiteness press against my whiteness, for one instant only, between conjugations of Lavdavi, sinking into my depths like pagan temples in moistness, sink in the sweet earth after warm summer rains. And in our dreams, how the horse gelders disturbed us.